sacred land. Journalist Marie Cook explores the story behind the Black Hills, an isolated mountain range in South Dakota in the US, and an unusual unfinished memorial which has been under construction since 1948. "We're almost there," says Tusunke, our Native American guide, as we climb the last few steps to the top of the rock. Around us, the Black Hills, the sacred land of the Lakota tribe, continue as far as the eye can see. The prairie grasslands, pine forest, and mountains stand out against the late afternoon sky. And there, right in front of us, on the side of Thunder Mountain, is the unfinished memorial to the 19th century Lakota leader Crazy Horse. Today, only his face is visible, but when it's finished, he'll be sitting on his horse and pointing to the hills, the land of his people. The Black Hills are a special place for the Lakota. The Lakota's creation stories say that people lived there beneath the hills while the world was made. The Lakota themselves have lived in the hills for 12,000 years, and they think that the hills will be protected as long as they are there. Like other Native Americans, they see themselves as part of nature and not masters of it. They believe that the Black Hills are for the birds and the animals, not for permanent human settlements. Crazy Horse believed this too. However, in the 19th century, immigrant Europeans started to move west and look for valuable gold in the hills. They set up permanent settlements, which was unacceptable to the Lakota. The immigrants' attitude to the land was different. They believed it was there for the benefit of human beings. The Lakota, led by Crazy Horse, went to war with the new settlers and won many battles, including the famous Battle of the Little Bighorn. Crazy Horse became a symbol of hope for his people. But despite his bravery, the war was eventually lost, and the Lakota were forced to move to government reservations to survive. Sadly, this destroyed their way of life. Crazy Horse died in 1877, but the Lakota didn't forget him. In the 1930s, Chief Henry Standing Bear asked the government to build a monument to Crazy Horse. At the time, the government had started work on the world-famous rock carving at Mount Rushmore, just 25 kilometres away from Thunder Mountain, which honoured four US presidents, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Standing Bear sent a message asking the government to include Crazy Horse. "My fellow chiefs and I would like the white man to know that the red man has great heroes too," he wrote. Unfortunately, he never received a reply. The government wasn't interested, but Standing Bear didn't give up. By 1939, land was bought for the project, 25 kilometres from the sculptures in Mount Rushmore, and a sculptor was found to create the memorial. Today, almost 80 years later, work is still continuing. Nowadays, the unfinished sculpture is already a considerable size. By the time the memorial is completed, it will be an incredible 170 metres, nearly 10 times higher than Mount Rushmore. In the grounds of the memorial, visitors can also look round a museum, which has thousands of Native American cultural objects. And in the summer months, they can watch a film about Crazy Horse, which is projected onto the side of Thunder Mountain. Today, the memorial is a success, with over 1 million visitors a year. However, opinions are divided about the sculpture. Anyone who asks the Lakota about it will get different responses. While some say it's good to educate people about Native American history, others feel the memorial is badly chosen. Crazy Horse was a modest warrior, and modesty is an important quality to have in Lakota culture. He might not have felt comfortable with such a huge memorial. Others say that blowing up part of the mountain to make way for the sculpture is an insult to his memory. It is damaging the land that he loved and protected. But supposing the monument isn't finished, will people forget about the Lakota? As the sky grows dark, the shadows become longer around Crazy Horse, and his amicable expression seems to change into a frown. The guide says we should go. "We won't be able to see the way down unless we leave soon," he warns, "and if we stay any longer, we'll miss the film." The soundtrack for the beginning of the show is audible, and in the distance, a handful of people are buying tickets. As soon as the show is over, they'll visit the museum. "I will return to you in stone," predicted Crazy Horse before his death. It seems that his prediction came true, whether he wanted it to or not.